We'll read the Ramah, the second Ramah. The called Yisra Shem is Batlin B'Shishim. If Makiro Tzorach L'Asiro Misham, Afal Gav the Kfron is Batl Tavu B'Shishim. For Lachain, the word Lachain is instructive. Im Nofal Chelev L'Toch HaTavshel, but it's Batl Tavu B'Shishim. Tzorach Lita in Shamayim Tzonanim, the Teva HaChelev L'Hakpi V'Lotzuf L'Mala L'Amayim, V'Yasirenim Misham. The Me'achash, the Efshala Hakiro, Havi Ki'ilu Makiro, V'Tzorach La'Siro Misham. This Ramah we saw already yesterday. We have to be Ma'ayin a little bit more to see some of the important details. Fine. So, let's take one step at a time. This idea of straining the fat out of this tyrovis is referring to a case of a chol isra shemevatlin b'shishin. And what will happen if it was less than shishin? Says the Taz Zion. Mashma de b'pochos mishishin. Let's say the amount of fat that was in this tyrovis was more than 1/60th. So there was no bitl b'shishin from the very beginning. Lo mahani achtakona. It won't work. Yishach is exactly the same thing. It won't work. Who disagrees? The Taz has a problem. Uvesefer bayis chodesh posik mori v'chomizal. His father-in-law. He says, Dibidiyevin mutter afilu yileka shishim. That Bach thought it works even without shishim. Of course, the question becomes, what's pshat in the Bach? If there wasn't butler b'shishim, so everything should be treif. So what's going on over here? So here we go to, today is one of the main men today, it's Bari HaShulchan. Whoever has one should please open it up, we'll be using it a lot. He's trying to figure out what's pshat in his Bach. The Taz and the Shach seem to be much more logical. It's not butler b'shishim, so everything tastes from chalif. Taz is going to help later on to strain it out. Okay. So the initial din, the chol yisra shebevatlim b'shishim imakiro tzorach l'asir misham pshita, we discussed yesterday. The Bach said, it's pashut. Okay? So this is something which is absolutely pashut. That's the initial comment. But the question becomes, what's the reason for the Bach who says that it can even work without? Yeah, this is the Beirut of the Ramaskil Nofal. He quotes that the Shach and the Taz are medak from Lashon the Ramah, only if there is Shishim. Right? And who disagrees? The Bach. The Bach says it's mutter. The question is why? Why? Well, how can it be? How can it be? So the Matirim, the Bach, I read what he says. Tarova shalach balach ein bo nesinas tam me'echad l'chavero. What does that mean? What do the words mean? It's a tarovis. It's a mixture. The mixture causes one to give taste and the other. You separate it, there's not even any time left. Everyone remains the same. Is that true? It goes back to our famous citation. We've had it three times already. We had it last month. We had it again this month. That Rashba and Ramban against the Ravid. Enough kufyud base. Sure enough, he quotes it over here again. This is depends on the machloikas Ramban. This is the last line in the Beirut page Lamed Gimel. Kufyud base. So it's a machloikas gedoli harishonim. This being the case, the Bach is only matir the rotef, the soup. He's not matir the The basar is not lach balach. The basar is a solid which absorbed the liquid. This is what the quotes from Yad Yehuda. This is all to defend the Shitas Habach. But now, we should look in the Lashon of their Mordechai as the source of this whole thing. Hagos Mordechai in the back. Tov Shin Mem. Come on, we've been there. Tov Shin Mem. They make the Diyukim and the Lashon. So it becomes very important to see. Please turn. Tov Shin Mem. Tov Shin Mem. Sefer Okeach. Everyone with me? It's page Lamed Beis. Five lines up from column two. V'sefer Rokeach Kosuf. And if someone can find it in the Rokeach itself, it'll be helpful. I don't have a Rokeach. K'deiru shemivashlin bo tavshil v'omedes etz alo esh v'rosachas umivashelis v'nishpach oleha chelev v'cholav v'chelev, either way v'bachutz yishofech atavshil b'tamchu v'k'deir acheres v'muto lecho v'hak'deir asu oleol. Fine. Avol im nafal atocho chelev, fell into the pot, yishpoch mayim tzonenim lesocha v'yosir kol hashuman hatzaf v'asha'ar muto. This is the source presumably for this Rambo. So the Bari HaShulchan discusses this. And in his Dibramaskal Tzorich and the Biurim, he's Medayek, of course, the Yad Yud is Medayek, from the Lashon of this Mordechai Achumra. V'yoseh kol ha-shum ha-natsof. Even Rabbi Osai, if some of it is heter. If some of it is heter. Why is that so critical for us? If you have to get rid of some of the chelev, which is, we call it shuma, which is shuma shel heter, this indicates, Rabbi Osai, yes?
Sorry, I
can't
add
the
thought.
One more time?
I guess it's something after a great thought.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, couldn't you find the cool of this also, that if not all the shuma comes up, only you take out the shuma that is set up, but the shuma is not set
up. Ah, you want like a leniency.
Yeah.
But yasir kol ha-shuma natsof. You're right, the rest you can't get out. It won't come out, so that's correct. But the word kol shuman atzaf, according to the Yad Yehuda, means even if some of the shuman is permissible. He changed the word from chelev to shuman for a reason. Because chelev means trefa chelev. Shuman means, I mean, obviously the word shuman includes trefa chelev as well. So shuman means fat with a small F, you know. And chelev means with a capital F, that which the Torah prohibited. So you have to remove everything. Why is this critical? Yesterday's shiur. For those who may not have been here or may have forgotten, we said one of the most important lines of the entire year is just a one-liner here in the Mishpatel Zov, Sivkot and Zion. Let's look at it again. Why? He owes the whole promise is a Dov Hashiesh L'Matirin. Dov Hashiesh L'Matirin is it's not going to cost any, if there's no cost. If the machal is miskalkel, then there's no. It's not called yeshlo matirin. Rebbeinu shalom. According to the Yad Yehuda, the crazy place he is wrong. Why is he wrong? Because here you're throwing out good stuff. You're throwing out shuman, which is kosher the mahadrim and the mahadrim. But it also flows to the top. You got to throw that out too. That's his bedak and lashon of the Mordechai, right? Yosir kol hashuman hatzaf. That being the case. The impression is conveyed from this line in the Mordechai, Kwant the Yad Yehuda, that the crazy place is incorrect. If the crazy place is incorrect, we're in trouble. Because if he's incorrect, then who is correct? The Prima Gadim. What did the Prima Gadim himself say? Yesh la'ayin, excuse me, Yesh la'chal benen, ki kanu kemakir ha'isur. It's as if he mamish sees the Isur, since he could easily, well, not that easy, but he can remove it and eliminate it by pouring cold water on this mixture. And that's relevant, we said, to the bugs and the water we spoke about yesterday a little bit. This is why I'm not happy with the rejection of this crazy place. We have to try to defend him. Of course, the answer is very simple. The Adihuda made this deal, l'shitoso, he holds like the Prima Gadim against the crazy place. All right, so he is, if you will, prejudiced. Okay, I thought, lav dafka, yosa kol hashuman atzof means he removes the fat. The fat means the fat which fell in, which is trefa fat. Who said there's any kosher fat here? Who said it's kosher fat? Who said? We don't have any source for that. So the shuman is just a synonym for the trefa chalev. That's what I thought. It's interesting. One of the players who's quoted over here is the Isur Veheter. The Isur Veheter is quoted on the side. It tells you to look at the Isur Veheter. I looked at the Isur Veheter. I found something which is mind-boggling. Klal Chav Gimel at the end of Din Tes. And I'm going to read it to you because I wrote it down in the Lashon. What he quoted the name of the Ra'avan. Oh, the Ra'avan. Who remembers him from Tatar Gova? Our hero, the Ra'avan. Unfortunately, I couldn't find this Ra'avan. This particular Ra'avan. Maybe it's somewhere, if you can find it somewhere. I looked in the Ra'avan Evan Oez. I didn't look at the Ra'avan and his Perushim on Vesechtis. Maybe you can find it. All right? So, it's called Kol Kisvei Ra'avan or something like that. This is a citation that I have. Mitzvah Litein Mayim Korim Likro Shachele Vulahasiro. It's a mitzvah to put cold water on it in order to congeal the fat, in order to remove it. What word is the most noteworthy? Huh? Mitzvah. Mitzvah. Call it a mitzvah? A good deed? A mitzvah? It's treif. The Ramah says it's treif. If you don't pour the cold water, you can't do anything. What do you mean mitzvah? Kapsal lachshon mitzvah. If the crazy place is right, I can manage it, the word mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do it, and because it's a mitzvah to do it, it's a yovah yesh lebatirim, and it's been, as a result of that, it's a feel about a flabotl. But at least it starts with a mitzvah to remove it, yesh lebatirim. But if the prima gadim is right, it's not called a tarovis at all, it's a mitzvah. It's not a tarovis. I want to take it, be right from the Ravan, the kula, like the crazy placey. Yeah. And I want to reject the raya of the Yad Yehuda, which will come out against the crazy placey. I said the raya is no raya at all. I don't think it's a good raya. I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay, that's my comment on this very important, very very important issue. Okay, now comes the Ramah. Back to the Ramah again. The Ramah says. Isur, the last four lines. Isur shen is batel b'kdeira, v'siru misham v'nafal k'deira acheres. Sarech lachzar ulevatlo b'shishim neged kulo. All right, part A, part B, v'chein lo olam C D E F yom. Forever, it falls into a pot. I don't care how many pots it fell into before. You need 60 times its volume. Okay, why? Presumably because the fact that I put this piece of meat, tray for meat, into pot A did not in any way diminish its potency to aser pot B. Yeah. Okay. So now, Rav Osai, the question becomes, those who have here in front of them the biurim, look it up. It's right in front of you. Isur shen is batel, so on page, the last line on page Lamedal. Those who don't have, I ask you to see the Chavis Das in Simon Kufay. I'll read you just to save time from the Beurim. For those who want to look it up, it's the part I asked you to see. Kufay, Sivkon Tezayin Chavis Das. Tam achaticha eino nischat mimeno ayde bishul. Elachaticha yechola lahatim kama kederis v'zeh achar zeh. Okay. So now we're going to understand that even if some of the taste came out, it can still make the second pot treif and the third pot treif. As he cuts over, kekocho os, kocho ata. Of course, there's one comment he has on the Chavos Das. Why is 60 times okay? Why aren't we afraid? Shepolate v'chozer upolate umatim harbepovim zechazer. It keeps, someone asked me this question yesterday, and this, it just keeps giving out, emitting taste into the same pot. This piece of meat is Popeye. It's so strong, it can ask a pot A, pot B, pot C, pot D. So the question becomes, let it ask a pot A, pot A, pot A, pot A. So you need 60 times, you know, forever. This question is raised. Those who have the Chavos Das, please look it up. It should be on the Mara Makomas. I don't know if you got there for you. Someone does not have a copy of Mara Makomas. I still have a copy for you. It's in Kuf Hei Sivkotin Tez Zayin. Let's look at the back, those of you who have it, or Simen Kuf Hei on the bottom, on the side, whichever way your Shulchan Aruch has it. Simen Kuf Hei. Sif Tezayin is found in Sif. Let's see, is it Yud? No, Tes? Tes. In Sif Tes. Okay? So we're not going to read the entire Chavos Das. It's too long to read the whole thing. It's as follows. The davka tam abalua mimokom acher nischarei de bishul. Aval tam atzmo, its own tam, eno nischarei de bishul. V'yochol lahatim kame kederos v'zeachar zeh. It keeps going and going and going. From the bottom is our goss, Imre Baruch, lo'ovin devarov. The feed devarov, loma mo'ol shishim v'chol yisurim. Name of the polate, v'chozer v'polate, but talk also tashil, who matim harbe pomim zerach hazek yilu nafal mechadosh. What must be the answer to that question? Ein mitzius b'stam iser av she nisher gam b'atzmusa b'toch atavshil she yitom yosem ishish. That's it. It's as far as it goes. You're not required to go past 60, which is already an inflated number. That's it. Low plug. It's enough. That's what the Imre Baruch is commenting. Why does it go on and on and on and on and on? So it's interesting that the Noda Behuda, again quoted here by the Biurim, suggests the reason for this Dinan Aramah. For Efshe Shalom Polat Klum B'Pam HaRishon. The reason why Machbeth requires 60 times in the second pot, maybe nothing came out in the first pot. Whoa. What do you mean? I'll prove it did come out. Marius HaMayim Nishtana. The color of the water changed. The color of the water changed. This indicates that something came out of the piece of meat into the initial water. You can't tell me that nothing came out. Something certainly came out. We never found such a situation that if something came out into the initial water, so you shouldn't require 60 times in the next pot into which it fell. And if you want to look that concept up, you'll see it over here in Kuf Ches Amud Beis, the beginning of Tosfos Shenofal. Take a look quickly. Dova Nirle Naimu, the Polak, Shenosim Yerek, Bukadeira Rosachas, Mishtana Maris Amayim in a Yerek. It changes its color. It changes its color. So you can tell it's meat. You can see it turns brown. It's not clear water anymore. So quote the Noda Behuda that this, that you shouldn't require 60. That's impossible. So the proper answer to this is yes, but we don't know how much came out. Maybe a little bit came out, and more came out the second time. We just don't know. That's the Bali HaShulchan over here in Sivkotan Nun Ches. So therefore, it can never give out more than its own volume, and therefore we never have to worry about polate v'chozer or polate in the same pot. It can't be, it's impossible. But in a different pot, it can in fact ask. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Avalim nafal l'kedera rishon a beis pa'amin, says the Ramah, ein sorak rak shishim pamachas kenegda. That's what we said until now. In the same pot, you never need more than 60 times its value. Why? Because we said before, it can't give out more than its own volume. Look on the gra, Rabosai. Please look on the gra over here. Gross of cotton chaf. It's based on the sugya in Yutes, as Gross says. Elameata, Nafalik, Deira, Cheres, etc. He's talking about the sugya of Chal. Falls into the first pot, falls into a second pot. Chaf, the same pot as nothing. Kdeira, Cheres. Lo koma, lo osu, Kdeira, Shtei, Pomin. That the Chal falls in twice at the same pot. She require 120 times its value. No, that's not. The Koran is Batli B'shishim. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Athal Gav the Balua Shabo Nasa Nevelo Vahaviki Yisirache Shenafal the Oser. Whoa. The Gro is asking Akasha. You're right. The same thing falls in 100 times. It's nothing. It's all the same thing. But it's not the same thing. It originally absorbed some of the water. That water was Nasa Nevelo. Now that water for the very first time is coming back into the original pot. And he quotes Simon Tzaditesiv Vav Bahago. That's what's called Chozer Veneer, which we're going to get to Blineder next week. We're not up to that yet. Vahatam, says the Gros of Kotten Chof, the Ha'oso Ha'Balua Ha'Vibikadeira Min Bimina. He's answering the question. The reason why it's not a problem, it's because that which is balua is min bimino. Water got absorbed into the meat, and when that water comes back out, it's min bimino. Aye, min bimino requires shishim? No, says the Gro, brilliant. Uvechai gavna ukmua daraisa beruba. What was batal berov? Why? Kamoshakasa varosh beperagir anoshe, similar amad aleph. The min bimino bishishim, gzeira otu she'eno mino. Mashenke is the Gro b'chai gavno the lekel and migzar the ef shabo sekadera el b'mino. When do we say min b'mino also etoshen b'mino? It could have just as well been mino. Could have just as well been enomino. Both possibilities are equal. Here it can't be enomino by definition. What do you think? You have a piece of meat. It's dipped into a pot, taken out, put back in again. By definition, that which came out of the pot and into the meat is the same min. It's what goes right back into. It's the same in, exactly the same pot. Let's assume it's water. So it's water and there's water, water, water. It's min bimino. So says the Vilna Gaon. Fine. That's what he says. It's interesting. There are others who have a different answer. If we don't make a gzera of min bimino, because it doesn't look like the second Nefila adds anything to the onlooker. You see, dunk it once, dunk it twice. It doesn't have any perception. That's what it suggests. Of course, the question becomes, and this is for those other biurim, take a look in Avol, okay? Avol, on the last line of page Lamed Hey, goes over to Lamed Vav. He wants to know, Maishna, for the beginning of Simon Tzadi Beis, Rabosai, the beginning of, this I want you to remember, Tzadi Beis is the sugya of Basa B'cholav, and Chaticha Nasa Nevela, all that kind of stuff. What does it say over there? Nafal Kazayas Basa Liyora Shal Cholav, Shem Lo Silkul Kona Shal Tanuach Ayora Mirasi Chasa, Lo Mahani Timas Kfela, El Tzorach Shishim, Ki Acholav Shenivla B'basar, Nasa Nevela, V'osek Ishenifat. Wait a second. It's also going to be Min Bimino, and why in Shishim? Here's milk and there's milk. So why do you need shishim? You hear the case? You have meat. You dumped it in milk. Pulled it out. Right? And we say that if you didn't take it out immediately, kfela won't help. Why? Because the milk which was absorbed by the meat went back out again. We just got through saying milk and milk is mimbamino, and it can't have an enamino. According to the Gra, should be no problem. That's the kasha of the biurim against the Gra, and he has no teretz. I want to make the following suggestion to answer his question. We know when the kamsa chaticha nasa nevela that basa b'chola was much more chomer than shari sura. Shari sura, according to the mechaber, there is no chanan, and basa b'chola is chanan midaraisa. Shari sura, according to most poskim, is only midarabanan. So it's much more chomer. It's much more chomer. And even though, Rabbi Osai, we're discussing over here a kind of a chanan which may relate to something which already is basa b'cholov, and now it's going to cause other cholov. But if you remember, the Mechaber had an opinion that not only is basa b'cholov min, we should be machmer on it because it's a shalav d'oraisa, but even something which already was absorbed from basa b'cholov and now comes out into something else, the Mechaber's own sheet in Tzadidal against the Shach, we also give a certain of the chumras of Chanan de Basa B'cholov. That's why I wanted to suggest a possible answer to the B'yurim's Kasha. He has no answer. That's a possible answer. Fine. Good. Now I wanted to share something to take a little bit of a break from the printed medium, to show something on the screen for a minute. Before we go to the next, we have to go back to the Gemara again. On Tzadi Ches, we can actually open the Gemara to Tzadi Ches because we're going to have to see it soon. But in the interim, we'll have to share at least one thing on the screen. Give me a Hebrew book. Megillah Sefer. Okay. Well, why don't you look on the Isur Veheter Aruch? Did I tell you where it was?
Yeah.
Look up there. You'll see. Cause a whole line quote, and I didn't find that line anywhere. As a matter of fact, the Bach quotes that line here. The Bach and the fancy Shulchan Aruch says, fancy Torah says, look in Siman Shin Yud Aleph in the Sefer Ravan. But my man said he looked. He couldn't find it. Didn't say it was there. Said I in Siman Shin Yud Aleph. I mean, the general topic is there, but this quotation, it'd be interesting to find it. To me, the word mitzvah, if anything, it's difficult no matter which way you slice it, but at least it's more plausible according to the crazy place. I'm looking for Simon Tzadi Tess, Siv Dalet. Let's look at it. Right? Okay. Oh, Kuf Aleph, keep going back. Okay. I'll go for a little further. That's it. Try that. Go further.
One line, Sif.
Test. I need another 10 pages. Okay, another two pages. One more answer. Good. There's the man. He has it right away. Yeah, he's an expert. Let's take a look. We'll see what Hagor and Baal Megillah Sefer has to say over here. Okay? The Gemara is in Tzadi Chesem and Aleph. Let's not forget the Gemara. Let's read it one more time. Ahu, because Zesa, look inside, Rabbi Osai. The whole thing is only three lines. No, that's the whole Gemara. I'm going to come back to it in greater detail, but let's take a look at what it says. Arash because of the chalik, the masha misharim umitzarfen es masha bola akadera va'ome bedofne akadera hanimili b'min b'mino. We saw this yesterday. And this is all chazara so far. I love this table. It's a good chazara. Habeis Yosef v'taz v'shach evinu shakavona lahokel. The af be'en yodua kamo hiya ha'yisir v'hetta kona l'chein. Shal zeh mevuah b'gemar tzadiches. Amul rabbon ravashi otu the teres l'abola. Af al piken b'min b'mino mekilim l'tzaref l'bitul. As I had the Shabbola Akadera. Av she mistaber, shegam, mino isur, nivla. Okay. Ooh, yeah. Uve emes, she ze enu uve misvara. Me hecha teis el hakel was there. Even though it's min bimina shubba de rabbonim, uma du ev she litlo shaheta nismai benivla bekaderi osim er isur. So the Gura and the Prima got him, Rabbi Kiva Ege say, no. I mentioned this to you yesterday. Medivya Rash Memuchach Shel Kavanos of the Chumra, the Af be open, Shiodanu Mahoya Shiro Isur, Kisha Nofa, who lo nismait, the Haheter nismait, the Bezeyesh the Tsarvas had the Pablo Bekadera, who the Chumra Bezeyesh had, I feel Mimisha Lamina, why not? It's right in front of your nose. As I cut to the Rash, but no! The Rapim in Bemino, Mekilim, for lo, b'mimishe nomino. As the Prima Gonim explains, two svaras. What are two svaras? Gam mishum shekosha l'shar kama v'luah b'dofne akdera v'kama kola ba'ur. No, you're right. Some came into the pot, but maybe some was evaporated. V'gam mishum she'na v'luah b'kdera misayeya l'bitl. Why? Kevan she'eno b'chutz b'toch harotev. It's on the outside. Av ofen she'en yadua kama nismayt. Ein l'hokol gam b'min b'mino. So it's a machlok, is what did the Mechaber mean in Tzadi Tezdal? We saw this a little bit yesterday. Did he mean to be makil more than the Gemara by min b'mino? Or if I can't, the Gemara is min b'mino. And we're machlok by shein b'mino. Now Rabbo say, what kind of crazy question is this? Look in the Gemara and see. Is it mino or is it ein mino? Let's read the Gemara again. Read the Gemara again, Tzadi Chesem and Al. Come on, with me, together. Look. Hahu, I told you, it's three lines. Hokazesa tarba. What is tarba, gentlemen? What is tarba? Shenafel v'dikula de bisra. What is bisra? Meat. Well, let me ask you a question. So we all know the answer to this question. What is chelev and basar? Is it min b'mino or min b'shein b'mino? That's going to be the whole machlokes over here. Follow me? Is the gemara min b'mino or bosai? And we're more machbe b'shein b'mino? Or is the gemara b'shein b'mino? We're more makel by b'mino? So the answer should be obvious. Are chelev and basar min b'mino or not? Well, what's the answer to that question? That obvious question. What's the answer? Machlekes on who? Mechaber and the Shach. The very first line in Tzadik Es. For those who remember, we saw the first line. So I see. The Gemara Tzadik Es medubra al chelev shenafel b'kader es basar. Lo hoya du av shira yisir etter v'kamen esmav. Rav Asher was asav as abulul etter. They told him no. Otu v'teh bala yisir lo bala. The das base Yosef et Taz Vashach Hayovim Lovar the Chelev who Basar who Min B'She'eno Mino. Right, the case of the Gemara is Min B'She'eno Mino. Dinoya Min B'Mino Rein Mitzarfim Es Haheter Av K'shelo Yadadu Mahaya Shira Yisikon L'chein V'zeh B'Emes Mat'im the sheet is a shulchan aruch. Brei shem tzadi ches. The chelav of baser having min b'shein amina b'tava. Yeah. Fine. Uladas agro nire. The muchach ibcha. The chelav of baser having min b'mino b'tava. So the gemara is talking min b'mino. For the chenem a yadua shel nismay be yisoyim b'tava and asad abalua. Av min b'shein amino. Av be yadua shel nismay be yisoyim b'tava and asad abalua b'kedera. The car cost of Emes Bira Grokan, Lefier Ashboy, Muchach, the Chelev Bosser, Havi Min Bimino. Gabberish, Gracious, Sadiches, Ramas, Lazar the Grok. The Chenish is a Grok, Shom, Davi Min Bimino. The local Shulchan Aruch Shom. It's going to be all Homo Hatalia. The Machloikas in Sadiches Dalit will depend on the Machloikas in Sadiches Aleph. Just textually. If the Gemara is Min Bimino, that means chelav basar min b'mino, which is the shita ha-gro. So then, that's the case where the Gemara then applies. Min b'shein b'mino wa ma'amachmir. If, however, min chelav basar ein b'mino, so Shulchan Aruch said in Tzadik Ches Aleph, and our Gemara is referring to a case of min b'shein b'mino. Min b'mino, we can be more makil than what the Gemara says. And he says, well, not 100%. el diyesh titzchos k'tzas arayah. Watch. The bemes habimid v'she'en omina. V'ha'gemora omeres l'ravcha de milso. The game ha'isur nismayit. V'lochein ein l'tzarif es ha'heter. U'v'emes gamim lo'ayo mismayit me'ha'isur rak me'ha'heter. Lo'ayo mitzarifim es ha'heter kevon shumim v'she'en omina. There's no hechreach gomer from the Rashba that chelim and basar is min amina. It's likely, but not absolutely compelling. I just want to make sure you see this, just to see a bit quick chazara of what we spoke about yesterday. Okay, fine. Now, Rabosai, back to the war. Tzadik into the printed page. Tzadik has this same gemara. We already saw Rashi. We already saw Tosfos. Okay? We already saw a number of the Gedolim, but we didn't see the Ran. The Ran is all the Ma'amakomas from both sides. Please turn to the Ran, if you don't mind. Turn to the Ran. The Ran is here. I think it's Lamed Hey Omud Aleph. Or Kuf Aleph or Kuf Beis. Kuf Aleph. He quotes our Gemara. He quotes Rashi. We mentioned this already yesterday. V'hutzrach Rashi l'forash d'dikul ha'inu kalachas l'fisha huzal posak Rabbi Yehuda d'amar min b'mino lo batel v'chele b'ali basar min b'mino. We just discussed a minute ago over here. Of course, it arrived enough Kuf Gimel. Hilkoch, lo have mevatele Ravashi ele b'kedero. You can mind the road that the mevatele the kailan sadekas means b'sheno. B'sheno mina rabba lovu mevatele. As we saw, more enough kuf. The problem is that pirish dikula b'chol makom is a sal. Al shenasim mecharosh al dekel kornos al shemo dikula. That's the problem. Yeah. Now, one could give an additional reason why it can't be a sal. I asked you to see the Rashba. The Rashba discusses this issue here on our sugya, and he suggests another reason why it can't be referring to a sal. You know why? Because our Gemara is telling us at the chelev on top of the basket, on top of the unit called the dikula, and the meat has 60 times its volume, we mevatel it. Why? That's only if it's in water, Rabosai. Whatever submerged in water, there's an equal dispersion and diffusing throughout. But if it's just a piece of fat on top of some meat, why does it go all the way to the end? We discussed this a little bit in the shiur yesterday. We have the famous rule we spoke about. Ein belua yotze mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. Doesn't go from one to the other without any water. So how can it be referred to a case where there's no water? But look on the Ran, says no, it's taka no water. There is no water. It really means it's sal. So what's the case? Sal shemolchu bo bosar v'nofu bo kazayis de tarba. Umin bimino nami botel. That's the Ran's pshat in the sugya Rabosai. It's botel b'shishim. And what is he assuming, Rabosai? Shachelev afim licha mefapea against the Rambanzal. That if it's even though normally things only go kedei netila, if it's fatty, it's going to go all the way through. And we also learn the Malicha, the Mavifapea Misharim Beshishim, against the Ra'ah, as we shall see in a minute. It gets diffused, even though it's dry, and even though it's using the medium of salt as opposed to the medium of heat. Wow. This is the opinion of the Ra'ah. Oh. There is yet another pshat in this sugya. That's the pshat of the Ramban. It's a totally different pshat in the Gemara. Those who saw the Rashba should know what this pshat is. Let's make it short, we'll just read it to you, Baal Peh. The Ramban has a new pshat in the whole Gemara. A whole new pshat. The Ramban's pshat is, according to the Baal Halachos Gedolos, we know that there is not 60 times as much meat as there is fat. Not for a fact. No, so then it's all over. What's the having to be matter it? No, Rav Ashi wanted to be mitzarif. Look, I have 59 times the volume of the fat in the meat, right? In the meat, but Rav Ashi wanted to be mitzarif that which had already been balua in the kedera earlier. And Rabbanan said, well, dear Rav Ashi, who told you that which the pot had absorbed earlier was exclusively mutter stuff? Otto etera bola, isura lo bola. You have no idea what's in the walls of the pot. I went out with typical pots that's presumed to be kosher, but you can't be mitzarev the blias head there and to take that into account, even though we don't know what exactly it is, and to disregard the belias, possibility of a belias yisur. This is what he says. But I wanted to show you, just to give you a little taste of the back and forth. Again, the Maram Makom is the Ra'ah. This Ra'ah we get, how do we get this Ra'ah? On Bar Ilan? How do I do that? I don't know how to get through this. I'm sorry. Thank you. Was this called Sifri Halacha? The Ben Gamliel Torah Sabbath. Sifri.
So,
Sifri.
The Torah
Sabbath
was what?
Sifri
Halacha.
Sifri Halacha. That's it. Yeah, Ben Gamliel. Yeah, the first one. Ben Gamliel. Very first. No? Let's see it somewhere.
No, go down.
Oh. Torah, on the Torah's advice? Yeah. I'm sorry, this is Torah's advice. Berak advice. Bayis Dalid. Let's see. Bayis Dalid. Where is that? I wrote it in the Mamma Commas. Bayis Dalid Shar Aleph. Thank you very much. This is a very interesting ra'ah. We have to look for that pay, right? I see that pay. That pay? Garcina, here we go. The boss said, let's take a joyride with Verena, Rabbeinu, Aaron, Alevi, the ra'ah of Barcelona. Take us on a joyride, okay? You'll find something that you rarely find. Rarely find. You'll see in a minute, you're going to get a little bit of a laugh. Shemesharan Nesharan Berotev of Ekipo Bechatichas Uvikdeira Amrullah Bekdeira Atma Amrullah Bemaida Bolachdeira Apirish Anachan Hukumosha Kosav HaMachaber. Yeah. We haven't had this all year. There are all things, the correct Psha is the Rashi's Psha. What's going on over here? Okay. The Shem Tatsman of Mepharshim's out. The man, the Amr Bekdeira Atma. What we see in front of our nose. Ulafuki masha bola bedofne akadera. Umadema bemaida bola kadera. Lomar shafa balua bedofne akadera. Tzarf l'shir shishim. So it's against Rashi. According to Rashi, the speaker of the army is more machmer. According to the Ramban, it's trat. That is more maker. Fushe kayim balachusa. V'tama de milsa mishum. The time Shir Shishim Levatal Iser Hushamach Chachamim Shechelik Echad Shenispashit Bahashvoya is critical. It is diffused uniformly. V'nivla v'nisar b'shishim chalokim for over tamo. Hushir davazeh Bahashvoya. Lachi bina near nesugis way back. Kolama shetei miktasachaticha shebohi iser b'tocha rotev. Oshakisa Kdera de Kisu Hevel Akdera Shumayim Khosal Kdera Umarab Komasha Shum Kiilu Hu Rotev Kemachakain Abzeha Balua Royal Star Kem Shadain Kayabalachusa Shere Af Im Zehu Mis Arif Avzeh Misayebitulo Shemasha Balua Bidofna Kdera connected Masha Magia Rota Bechelika Kadera Begova Afu Omer Lifla Vloa Kenegdo Bechen Nifla Venivla Ad Sharota Vishasim Mikenegad Osamogum Os Misiabesh Masha Mishtab Osamogum. Gewaldic. So far, sounded like, whoa. Who needs their order? Tell us the Rashi was right. You can almost wait. You can almost wait. It's not gonna land like this. It would have wasted his ink. Watch, he says now. Avoma Shehevi Hamachaber Raya the Pirish Death. Mea Uv the Mycena and the Gemara. Damina Nahu Gzeisa the Tarabun, Asuga, the Nafal of Dikula, Sava Ravashi the Mashari, but by the Bullock of Dikula. Or Bill Ravashi, Hai Dikula, that Terabola, these Surah Lobola, whatever. Different verse of what he said it himself. Talmud told it to him. The Alma, he loved the Omar Isura Nami Bola. Hava Misharin Livtule Isura Lechatchila Behetera de Bola de Kula. Uki Ilu Isa Behen Adka. So therefore, it's a raya that the second Ika the army, Misharin Bemasha Bola there. This is the raya of the Rashba. Vizu Bishgoga. It had to happen to attack the Rashba. Otherwise, what's he wasting his ink? The Rashba made a mistake. Why? She'ein ma'isa zeh me'inyan zeh klal. He has a whole new pshat. The Rashba learned the Ramban's pshat. Beautiful pshat in the days of the Tabor. The simplest pshat we mentioned before. That's the Rashba's pshat. No. The Lashon Dikula hu sal. V'ein shir shishim levat al iser. Elashu bikindeira, velo b'tzliv velo b'mlicha, sharei kol efi ochal ad shemagia le'iser, ve'eich mitztarav levatel, mashal nesarev imo. This is the Ra'ah, I can't believe it. How can you tell me that if I have a sal, right, that it's the rest of mitztarav, but it doesn't even touch it. So how can it mitztarav levatel? That's the kasha which we asked against Rashi, and we don't, the Ra'ah asked the kasha. Comes up with a new pshat, which is so wild, Rabbi Osai, that none of us would ever think of it. Look at his pshat. And also Shmua Inyan Acheru, Bezu Pirish, the Kazayas Chelev Nafal Besal, Shemolchin Basar. So far, the same. Kind of a new crazy case. V'nimlach Sham Ima Basar, it was salted with the meat. Lo she yisarev imo. No. What we say? V'lo korav zel zel kol alaylo. We read that recently. So you have a piece of fat on top, and you have meat on the bottom. They're all sitting in some salt. They don't even touch it. They don't impact on the other at all. So what's the sugar talking about? Look at this now. Look at this. El kolecha refnei atzmo. And now, watch this. Ukshanos nu habosu b'kdeiro. When you put the meat into the pot, Nosnaba, female, the female cook, Gam, or maybe Nitnaba, Gamken Kazayis Chelev Zev in his special akol, Uboso Zem, Mitchila, Mimlichas, Mamiruba, and its stomach. A whole new pshara, Bosa, it's a two step. They're all full of two step on us. First, the Gemara describes the Kula, which is a basket. Nothing happened yet because one doesn't impact on the other. And then they took all the stuff and they threw it into a pot of water. Where's that in the Gemara? Use your imagination. They were all had a lot of imagination. Created a new case, not found in Shas explicitly. But that has to be the case. What? Yeah. Again. Ukshabol if there avashi amalo, shachelev zenafel mitchila besal zen. Bishas malicha, vahoya bo kazayas, bishas nefila. The ilu lefi osa shah shahaya habasa belachuso imarotev sheesh nalachsha vekan vanai beheter shishim kayote boshal iser alachsha lefi shen itztamek habasa ein kan shishim imarotev ze. In other words, because the meat lost some of its volume, so the fat now became from 1% came 2%. Vohoya ramashi mishar hachelev Kishas nefiloso b'sal shoyabo kazayas habosu kishas shal achshav shenitztamek lohoyabo shishim. You know what's going on? Rav Ashi was the biggest machmir. He computed the chelev at the time it went in, and the basar is now, the basar got smaller. V'hainu d'armi l'rabbanon, hay d'kula d'hetei rabola, d'isur l'abola kolomar, z'eina omed, z'eina omed roi, shekshin stamek ha-basar, afa chelev n'stamek imo, ela o zeh, v'zeh, kishas nefila, o zeh, v'zeh, kishas shalachshav, a whole new pshat. This is the Pirush HaNochon. Had nothing to do with what the Rashba said in Asuga. You gotta love the Raw. Creative pshat, Rabosai. Creative as can be. Not Rashi, not Tosus, not the Ramban Rashba. His own pshat. A whole new pshat. He made it up out of nowhere. Because he got stuck with the Kasha. Salad means a basket, not a pot. And in a basket, there's no bliya from top to bottom. Because one is perched on top of the other. And there's no water to diffuse the taste from one to the other. This is the Ra'oz, very, very creative pshat. Very creative pshat. Good? Look at the Balamor that I asked you to see. He also has what to say. The Balamor, Rabosai, who knows the connection between the Balamor and the Ra'oz? Anybody know? It was his great-grandfather. The Balamor and the Ra'oz. The Balamor was the Razoh. What's Razoh? Mizrachi Alevi, what's the Ra'ah? Rab Aaron Alevi. Now, there are a lot of Levim in the world, not all related to each other, but here, it's clear that there are, he writes, Zakeni Rabbein Mizrachi. You're looking up on the internet, but it means his grandfather, or it means many generations before. But you'll let me know tomorrow how many generations were between the Ra'ah and the Ra'ah. But they're both share something in common. They're both iconoclasts, and their own pshatim. They both start up with the riff, they take no prisoners, and and they have their own shittas, and let's take a look and see in the Balamor what he says. The Balamor should be in page Lamed Hay in the old print, and in the new print, in our print. Where'd it go? I promised finding it last time. Where's the Balamor? Here it is. Page Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph. On the bottom of the page. Okay, so you should even find it on Laman Heyman Aleph or Kuf Aleph. Huzesa the Tarba the Nafla the Kula the Bistra. Salhoya. Right? Like his grandson. It's a Sal. Sherigilin Limloch Bo Bosser. Fine. So far, so good. Vinimloch Bo Kazayas Chelif. So far, so good. The Sava Rav Ashi Lishuri B'mayda Bola Dikula Mikodem Lachain. Oh, a new pshat. He wants to take into account whatever the basket had absorbed earlier. Why? Shehu Polto Aksha B'shas HaMelicha V'nimtza HaRotev B'shulei HaSal. So there's going to be some rotev in the bottom of the basket. Amalei Rabbanan. Otu de tera bola di suelo bola. Share also you live loa games adam. When they salt it, some of the blood gets in too. Look, ein zua plate them of atella so iser. Very nice pshat, an original pshat. The Ravid, who as we know also has his original pshatim, quoted by the Rashi that I asked you to see, says something very similar. There was some meat in the basket, and there was fat, and the fat was in fact bottle b'shishin. But now there's no longer shishin. So the basar is prohibited. What are they fighting about? Is the basket treif? Is the basket treif? Says the Rashba, quoting the Rashba. Is the basket treif? So Rav Ashi wanted to say the basket is kosher. Rabbanan said, no. Otu had teira bola from the beginning. He bola yisura now, and therefore it's prohibited. If you look in the Rashbo, that's the pshat quotes from the Ravid. If you look in the original Ravid, he has had another pshat. Everything got all dissolved. And Rav Ashi wanted to say, it always was bottle b'shishim. and therefore the sal is permissible. Rabbanan say to him, how do you know? How do you know that these two processes of dissolving of the chelev and the basar respectively happened on a prorated basis? How do you know that at any given time, at the beginning there was 60 times meat more than chelev, at the end there was 60 times meat more than chelev? So Rav Asher, okay, so the sal is mutter. I put on the radio, told me it was a wire-to-wire victory in the Super Bowl. That's a new lesson I learned. Wire-to-wire. That means we're ahead from the beginning to the end. Right? So that's what's assuming over here. A wire-to-wire victory of the buzzer over the chelev at more than the 60-to-1 ratio. Wire-to-wire. That's what Rav Ashi held. And Rabbanan said, who said? How do you know? Maybe the lead changed or something. Maybe for a while there was the chelev was less than 1/60th and they made a comeback and became more than 1/60th. And then at the end of the day, it went the other way. That's, I'm sorry to mention that, just for fear of waking people up here. But that's all my sports analogy to say pshat in the Rambam's understanding of this sugya, the second pshat, not the pshat the Rashi quotes, this is originally in the Rambam. Having said this, now we're ready to start now part three of today's shir, which is to see the Ran over here on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. He's commenting on the Gemara that we spoke about a while ago. We never got this far. This is the Ran on the Mara Makomus, Rabosai. Ran Dibra Maskel Gar Sinon. Okay, everyone look inside. It starts in our pages, it starts on Kuf Alf, goes over to Kuf Beis. In the old print, it starts on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph Gar Sinon, Gar Si with a little line. I'm going to pick up from the middle. Okay? Rabosai, you remember the discussion of whether you count basar and atzamas or basar without atzamas. That's the more tzadik chesba zroa b'shelam. Take a look over here now in the Ran, in our print, it's Kuf Beis, column 1, and the line begins with the words Betarti Pligi. The word Betarti Pligi is around the midpoint of that Shulta Gibor and Beis going down. The first one of the line is Betarti. I can't tell exactly where it is in the old Gemara, so I don't have it in front of me, but it's in the middle of this paragraph which began with the words Garcina. Betarti Pligi. Demandi Omar Bishishin Besamach Sovar Sha'atzmos Hazroa Kevin Shehem Rakim Ostrim Kibasa. He says they're thin bones, and they were going to ask for anyone else other than a Kohen, right? That's what these draws are in by a Kohen, a Mura man, because it's thin bones. The Sphere Le Soup, the Atmos are Ayil, that the bones of the ram itself, Afal Pi Sheyesh Bohem. Some say the gifts is a mistake. Afal pi shehein koshin mitstarfin lahatir deklipe heter malanes o isur. Could the isur be Yerushalmi? In other words, the bones of the zroa are soft and count towards isur, and the bones of the ram, even though they're hard, count towards heter. Fine. Umadam b'meya tekasava bosa b'hadei bosa m'sharinon. I'm with both assumptions. The Sfirle, She'ein Atmos Shebezroa Osrin. Why? She'ein Belechel Shebehen Benosin Tam. Come on, how much liquidy stuff is there? It's like a rock, fundamentally. Usfirle, She'ein Su Atzamos Shebeayil Mitstarfin Leheter. The klipe heter ain malin eso iser. The imit starfin havale tfei mimea. The kitzer abosai, a double machlokas between the mandamba 60 mandamba 100. How do we paskin? Everyone knows. How do we paskin? Butler bawat be, everyone knows. What? No? Shishin, says the Ran in the next paragraph here. Hilkach. See, everyone say Hilkach, it's a bit bold. Hilkach. L'inyan halacha l'dida de kaimalan command yama b'shishim naktinan de klipe heter malin esa iser. He just said it before. Klipe heter, right? Klipe heter is the bones of the ram. Malin esa iser can combine to nullify the prohibited piece, which is these rob shale. We shall be pirka kama the yarl of mashmasu a bigger chiddush. The av klipe iser malin esa iser. Whoa, klipe iser. Yeah, you know why? It's a rock. It's a shell. It's not treif. It may have come from the treif part of the animal or whatever else, but since it has no taste and it's hard as a rock, it can even count towards the heter, even klipe iser malin. So it's unbelievable. V'yaflefi gemara di lan against Yerushalmi, ef shaloma king. Maybe it's the same thing. To the man dama b'shishim haynu time of the lo mitzarfi atzma shemizro al heter. Yeah. To fi shehin atzma osu mibnei moach shem. What's moach mean? What's moach? Marrow. Umach was rakusan. They're soft. Shiotsu mehen lechus. Abel atzamos yevashin uklipin like eggshells. She ain't on Osrin at all, because just rock hard. Efshar, Shaf Osan, Shal Isser, Malin as a heter, not only according to Talmud Yerushalmi, but even according to Talmud Bavli, Aval Ein Das Ramban Kain. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says no. Oh. So we have to analyze what it says in the Yerushalmi, not only based on the short excerpt of the Yerushalmi found over here in the Rosh, in the Ran, but the longer one found in the Rosh, Siman Lamed. I saw more of you saw the Rosh. The Rosh was early in the Maamar Komos. Let's take a look to the Rosh in Siman Lamed and see what he says. This is an important inyan. Rabosai Rosh, Siman Lamed. Garcina and Yerushalmi the Nazir, but so perk shlosha meaning. For those who have my print, it's page Kuf Nun Dalet. You start at the very bottom line of column 1. And now we're going over to column 2. Rabbi Abo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Yisurim, Shabbat Torah, Misharin, Osanaki, Lehen, Botzel, V'Kaflut. It's a Gemara. We have inside his item, Pashat Bavli, as well. Maikadon. Yehudi Omar knows Nintama Echad Mishishim. Yehudi Omar knows Nintama Vechad Omeya. Similar to Al Gemara. Mondi Omar knows Nintama Vishishim. Iatam Motzi Atzomas Menaz Roma. Mondi Omar knows Nintama Vechad Omeya. Atam Motzi Atzomas Menaz Roma. Because the ratio, how should we say, the ratio of bones to meat is higher within the Zroa than it is within the aisle itself. Uchashem shata motzim, excuse me, mina zroa. You get the bones out of the zroa, according to this opinion. Kachata motzim in aisle? Kolomar. Vena misayin levatel azroa. Nimtza. Botil bepochos mimeya. Yeah. Les at yochol. Can't say that. The Tanya. Ain't tinofes shall truma mitzarefes in my truma lesser as a chulin. Abel tinofes shall chulin mitzarefes in chulin lahalos as a truma. Only the chulin. Vechain hocha nami mitzarefin atma shall ail levatalas as roa. So far, only the ones coming from the permissible part of the animal or of the grain. Rabibi boy tinofes shall truma. Mao she had starved in machulin lahalas as a truma. Maybe even the tinofes, which means the hard stuff, not the food, of truma, should count even about all the trumas. We saw. Min ma di omarav huna klipe isur mit starfas lehete. Here you go. Hadom ra tinofes shall truma mit starf in machulin lahalas as a truma. Period. That's what the the Yerushalmi says. Ad kan the citation. Now, both we're going to look very slowly and carefully, see how the Rush analyzes all this. V'temeli. Keva de tinofes shel truma mitstarfin im hachulin lahalos es hatruma. Amai katoni bibraisa. Ein tinofes shel truma mitstarfes im hachuma lester es hachulin. Why are you saying that? Lishmina ravusa tvei. Dimitstarfin im hachulin lahalos hatruma. Yeah. Alavare mitocha braisa mashma. The ain atinofes shel truma mitzarefes. Catch this now. Lo le iser, velo le heter, olo lesser velo lehat. We just saw that in the Gemara. Chem b'dikatoni av atinofes shel chulin mitzarefin imachulin. Mashma tidafka shel chulin, avolo shel truma. It's just ignored. All the tinofes, the atzamos, the klipas are totally ignored. Let's go slow. Yeah.
Is he rejecting the conclusion of the Yerushalmi?
Patience. Because of Rabbeinu Shimshon's Abba Beperish HaMishnayis Trumas Perakei Lefiha Yerushalmi Etzem Hazroa Nami Mitztarif Imo'ayil Levatel Psar Hazroa Veleka Lamea Ben Akol. So he says that the Yerushalmi would hold that the bone of the Zroa counts the Kukla. Upolig asugya dahocha, the mashma da filu atzamos the heter, ain mitstarfin lemandama bemea, from a boss of ali boss of misharinan, from a come about a boss of atzamos. Veshemo, I did the nokat psar boss of bizroa, nokat nami boss of ba'ayel v'lav dafka. Maybe the atzamos of the ayel actually would count. This is all about the Mamea. Says the Rush, wait, hold on, reality check. Miu, Anan, Kaimelon, Kamandama, Bishishim, Ulidide, Koma, Bosser, Batsamos, Bade Bosser, Batsamos, Misharinon, Alma, Datsamos, Mitstarfen, both Lesser and Lahatir. He wants to pass, and they work both ways, because that's the Gemara said, if you hold about the Mashishim. Omanabi, Bishalmi, Mandi, Omar, Nostin, Tama, Bishishim. Ain atomotzi ho atzomos min hazroa. That's like what our Gemara says. Umaso matan shel Yerushalmi de tinofes truma aliba de mandiyama b'meya. Hear that? So the Yerushalmi shalok hilchasa. Yerushalmi talks about atzomos and shalok halacha. Shalok halacha. Miu. The Maseches Trumas of Perek Botzalam of Yerushalmi, the Beitz of Shishim, Umasik Olah Rabbi Chanina Hayerek VaKlipa VaMayim Mitzdarfim, Omer Rabbi Yizeiro VeIsuro Mitocho, Kolomar, Ein Misharim Beitz Asura Ella Lefi HaOchel SheBetocha Klipa, got the food of the egg, not the shell. Rav Huna Omer Klipa Yisrim Alam Asahedir, Kolomar. Shabba Klipa shall beit so asura misayas the vatal mashem betova. No. Afal gav da hahi sugit commandam abishishim. Yeah. But it's against our Gemara. Yesh lachalik benat somos le Klipa. Look at this now. The yesh bat somos lachluchis vitam. Everyone knows that's true. They both say the bones of your chicken have more meat, have more juice, have more. And there's your eggshells. Eggshells are hard as a rock. There's nothing there. Afal pikein lo mistaber klal. It's still not right. Why? To get a nosha lemandame and begin b'nosim tam in this bashel in my yerech mutter umiadifi atzmos lesser. Yosem Yigid. He doesn't give out any taste. So bones give out less taste than to get an usher. Fiaf al gab the tanaim and perek habash of the trumas. Atzmas kochim is manachem mechunos and asurim. See that bones have something there. Oh, I mean, I'll be Yerushalmi. Baroshek nafayim vechaschusin himas nisim. What does that mean? Soft cartilage. V'atzmos noser. Next page, page kuf nun hey. The tunin strefa v'perakets atzol and pegimel. Hainu osan shesh behem moach. They have marrow. Lekach niril. Daha di yolif mizroa b'shela u'mashar batzamas simona bi'almahu. V'yasmachdohi. Kidamina de bishmait and de mimimino de rice of Baruba bottle. Don't get so excited with this raya from the Zroa Bishela. No. Miu. Chaticha shal nevela shenis bashla. Vachakach nafu likdeya. Atzoma shabom et star from the Yisur. Fisha bol in haim tam ha nevela. Like a kadeira. Like a kadeira. Okay. Filun is bashla tchila. Also, chaticha shal nevela b'fnei atzma b'kdeira. Kshechozra v'nofla b'kdeira shal heter. Afalgav de misharin and kol abosar b'shaba. Lo sagi b'achi. Lo yeshar gama atzamas. The shem of bosar and nevela mismait b'bishulo v'nivla ha'tab atzamas. It's close to Rabbeinu Shimshon. Maybe the taste of the meat which contracted has been absorbed by the bones. At Khan, we read a lengthy citation from the Rosh over here in Simin Lamed. In Simin Lamed. Okay? We just try to review the whole thing. Let's open the Shulchan Aruch now and see how that the Rosh usually gets quoted. You know why? Because his son was the Torah. Because if you have a son who would write a Torah, you'll get quoted too. So the son, the Torah quoted it. And once the Torah quotes it, the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. It's all who you know, right? That's how it is. That's how it works out in this world. Open up our both sides. Simen Tzadi Tes. Sif Aleph. Tzadi Tes. Aleph. Chatichas nevela sheyesh babosar v'atzomas. Shenofa likderas heter. Atzmo so isur mitstarfim ima heter. Levat Elo Iser, he quotes the Rosh Nishalmi. The ain't Sarach Lomar, it's obvious. Sha'atzmos haheter mitztarfim haheter. Once Atzmos Iser. Avla Moach Shebatzmos Iser, mitztarfim haheter. So far so good, Rabosai. So far so good. Says the Shachs of Koton Aleph, Atzmos Iser, if you know, Daiti Nira Bitshas, Fiushalmi. Kedasara oh Vaharan Tatsomos Horakos Mitstarfim Lehiser Mne Moach Shebahen Umachmas Rakusan Shiatalechus Atmos Yveshim O Klipis shall bates in the Chai Gavna Af Osan shall Iser Mitstarfim Levata Lehiser. Okay, he's passing against the Mechaber again, the Shach. He's passing like the Ran. Oh. Okay, very nice. Very nice. So far, so good. Take a look at the Taz a little bit in Alpha. That could be the whole thing. He wants to know about Atzamos of Iser. Do they absorb or don't they absorb? Oh, what's your first response to this question? Do they absorb or don't they absorb? What were you just saying? Yes, otherwise how can they be mevatel the Yisr? Take a look at the Tasif Kot Nalif. Atzmos Yisr mitstarfin lefisha eina barachilo eina b'chal Yisr. Umikom makom, is it right? Bolim heim al yedei abishul al kein mitstarfin levatel o Yisr ke Yisr mispashit gam letochon v'yesh, now here's the other line now. V'yesh bohem gam kein lachluchis Levalbel or Iser Shabolim Menabasaros. Whoa. He throws in two svaras. One he says it's going to absorb. And two he says that it has lachas to emit, which is going to help in the bittul process. Two different svaras that the Taz throws at us at the very beginning of Simen Tzadi Tes, Sifkot on Aleph. Oh. Frek the Taz. Mori b'chomit al hikshar amo the kosa b'toras chatas da filu hacheres shebekli Sarach Shishim Negdo. Im Kain Gam Kan Nemo. The Haat Somos Nasu Nevelo. Kevan Chedvukim Heim Lebosser Isur. Umaishnami Chatichas Bosser Shachel of Dovuk Bo. The famous Isur Dovuk. Uvekove Liel. Shosa Chaticha Nasus Nevelo. Renichshe Beprisha. Ramos very schwer. What are you telling me? Why don't we apply the principle of Chanan? Look at this Taz. Vani Omer, Moshe Emes Visarosa. Who does he mean? Who's Moshe here? Who? Rav Moshe, so the Ramo. The etzem zed dome mamish the kli. The arminan be besimin sani chesif hey. The lo arminan be chaticha atzman ases nevela imu matchas. The divrei ha-Mordechai that we saw. Came in the yeshlo hetter b'hagola. Hochanami hay etzem. The uv shul ha-hafrid b'hagola ha-nivla b'achsha v'yadei bishul im bosa sh'ola b'ashol. B'hagola the kaimlan v'orachayim tof nun alif sifches. The klietzen nitorim b'hagola. Al kein lo shayach kan. Chaticha atzman ases nevelo. Hu mitztarif im ha-hetter. Wow. Since it's hagolable, so therefore, look at the story we mentioned that earlier in Tzadiches, it's mitzdarf lekula. Wow. Taz says. Wow. Rabosai, let us summarize somewhat by looking in, we have a few minutes, once again in the Megillah Sefer. We started with him, and we'll get him back. I see him. He's got to get my mouse there. Okay. Now you want to go? 147. Let's go. Tied this off. Yeah. Oh. Here we go. He calls the Taz, Yesh betocha atzamas lachluchis v'ayisa mispasha elei et bishul gam betocha atzamas v'lachluchis shebatzamas mevatelas es isra nechlas atzocha masha mitva shecharosim uklipus beitzim v'chayosim bo dvorim she'ein bohem lachluchis v'shua there's no liquid in any liquids in bones, not in eggshells umunochem b'kdeira ein heim et starfim levatel. The Kamosha Kadeira Atma Ainam at Tarevas Levatal. The Isar and Nicholas Sochum Ain Mashi Vatlan of Khoz of Nifat Umitstarfli, sir. That's a crazy place, Sivakhabas Dad, Pribagodin, Bibchino Ashnia. I guess we see a very important Mishmas Zov where he talks about Bhina Rishon Ashnia, we'll see some. If he's that Sarakloma, the Masha Atma so Isar. Watch this. Ain on Osros. Av sheyesh lehem lachluchis, mishum shetam also lachluchis kolosh meod, ve'eino oser, uchmo gidin, madama she'ein begidin benosin tam, she'en hatam ayote oser kevendu kolosh meod. So that's what it says. So far so good. Avol adayin tzorer biur, v'zeh das harbi rishonim hasovrim. The Atzmo so Isur gam came in starfas levatle so Isur. Umaya vatle so Isur and Nicholas and Socham. Came and she'ain bohem lach luchis shall hetta. Klippus have nothing. Uvetaz mashma. The Atzmo so Isur mutoros bachilo. Valach luchis shabahem muteres. Vulachem it starfas hein levatle so Isur katzmos hetta. Chem asham betois zain zain. Fine. Achiezer, Shadon, you know, gelatin, knockout, we discussed this a long time ago, knockout, Shat Samos Yeveshos Mutoros Bachilo, Vochia came, Mimash Atmos Iser, Mitstarfos Levatel. How can it count towards 60 times in Mivatel? The minute itself is straight? Kavanosum. Talachluchis Shabbat Samos Yama Vatelis. Imat Mosa Isser, Mitstarfos Levatel, Muchrochim Loma, the Ad Samos Falachluchis Shabbat Mutar. Black and white. Yes. Yes. Why plan a principle over here? Good question. Ram doesn't pass away. Oh, Achim Barambam, Perigdal Machos, Asur Taloch Yitches Mavur. Sheyesh, but say Isser de Rabbonon, Lechol Asatzmos Aisser. What do you do? It's against Sagamara. Uvachiezer Shom Nitchak. Sharambam Medabe Batsomos Rakos. Oh, Yesh Bemoach. Below Batsomos Koshos Vivashis. That's the Achiezer said, that's Pshat in the Rambam. I will be stimas to show the Rambam lo mashmakein. Doesn't say that at all. And look back there, we spoke about gelatin. In gelatin, hanasim, yatzmos issa. We spoke about it a little bit, we learned back, those who have a good memory, we learned Simon Pei Zayin, we spent a little time on this issue of the gelatin. You really should, well, let me just finish one more nakuda. And then we'll go back to see what he said about gelatin. Just take us a minute. Chavaz das af atzmos asuros b'chilo af al pikein, even the bones are usher halachluchas shebohem muteris. The lachluchas asurak within yotze min atame tame v'lo nesa lebe yotze min abosar aror l'chilo v'lo be yotze min atzamos shen ruir l'chilo. This is a whole new pshat. I wanted to show you one, we only have almost 3 minutes. Can you get me back to the very beginning? I want to show you Pei Zayin about the gelatin, just for a second. How do I, what page is that? Where's the page numbers? Way back. It's like way back. Yeah, that's page 20, 30.
Pei Zayin,
the end, also the Gimel, towards the end of Pei Zayin. 30. Okay,
page
28. Okay, not bad. Let's see. Gelatin. Okay? What's the name of gelatin? Because Rabbi Achiezer is Mekel, Rabbi Ramsky, Rabbi Moshe asks it. He gives a brief summary, just very brief, of some of the main issues here. Let's take a look. Just the first piece. Yisra at Samos. Hakoshel Nevel, Achiezer, Chazon Yecheskel, Smutim Ben Rabbanan, Chul Ayin Zayim Ben Beis, Ein Ba'atzmos Or Tuma Nevela, Kach Ein Ben Bisser Achila. Either Rambam says it's Osir, Nah, Nidchaku. Oh, the word Nidchaku. He loves it. Nidchaku is a very choice word in Islam. What? It's Atzmos Rakos Dafka. What forced him into this? Aus Reish Tzaditess, Atzmos Hakoshel Shalisu Mitzarfas Lehetel Levat Lesa Yisur. Umuchak shem and isa klal. How can you argue with that? So Diane Weiss does argue with that. Minchas Yitzchak argues. The Rambam sounds, even at some asakoshes, isa de rabbonah. Aye, if they're usur, mashem itstarvas levatel eso yisur, hainem ishum, she'enon poltos tam atzmi, elarak bolos mitam o isur. Something interesting. It absorbs, but and that's why it counts at 60, even though it itself is treif, can't eat it. Look what he said inside the test. We'll come to that. He goes to Shach. He says, even Atzmos HaKoshes. Okay? It's considered to be Bosom of the Rabbanon. And the Minchas Yitzchok says, what's the mocha for the din of the Rambam? Right? Where did he get it from? We don't know. Where do you see it? See over here, on both sides. Because it says, Mevashel Atzmos B'cholov Osim B'di Rabbonon. Okay? But it says, Potter Kufyudal. Potter Rabbal Osir. So therefore, it's Osim B'di Rabbonon as well, on both sides. This sheet is around. We're both out of time. We'll stop here, Mishnah, tomorrow. We'll continue with these in Yad HaMisyana.